Thank you and good afternoon. The Arcata Fire Protection District responded to a fire in the 1600 block of Norton Road in McKinleyville early this morning. Upon arrival, they found a single wide trailer completely engulfed in fire and threatening a house on the property. Despite power lines in the immediate area being down, fire crews were able to extinguish the fire in under 30 minutes. There were no injuries reported, and the trailer, which was valued at $10,000, was considered a complete loss. Afterwards, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene after neighboring residents reported that the fire occurred soon after an altercation at the residence. Fire officials believe that the fire is suspicious and is currently under investigation. The investigation into a death that was deemed suspicious has now been classified as a homicide investigation, according to the latest information released by the sheriff's office. Over the weekend, an autopsy was performed on the body of an adult male whose remains were found near a transient encampment site outside of Garberville. The autopsy determined that the man had died as a result of gunshot wounds, and the detective assigned to the case now has a suspected homicide instead of a suspicious death to deal with. According to the sheriff's office, the coroner is close to making an identification on the body, and once that is confirmed, the ID will be released to the public once next of kin have been notified. Anyone with information about the victim or what led to his death is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The investigation into the shooting death of 32-year-old Ethan Stroud, who was shot and killed during a reported violent altercation with two women at a residence in the 200 block of Olson Road in Shelter Cove, continues. The sheriff's office reports that Stroud appeared at the residence in the early morning hours on Sunday, intoxicated, and began to physically assault his girlfriend who lived at the address. A second woman was also present, and Stroud assaulted her until she grabbed a handgun and ordered him to stop hitting the second woman. She then shot and killed Stroud as he aggressively came toward her. No arrests have been made, and the woman who shot Stroud was taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries she suffered, while the second victim refused treatment at the scene. Humboldt State University is one of 8 California State University campuses to participate in the new CSU STEM program, which is designed to keep students in science, technology, engineering, and math. This is all made possible with a $4.6 million grant provided by the Leona M. and Harry B. Helmsley Charitable Trust. The program will also add summer through first-year programs with foundational courses to inspire students to pursue and complete degrees in the STEM program. Humboldt State has also received a 4-year $1 million grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to increase the enrollment, retention, and graduation rate of Hispanic and other underrepresented students in forestry, range, and soils at HSU. The grant will fund a multi-year partnership with Reedley College and Bakersfield Community College. By the summer of 2015, students from both Reedley and Bakersfield will get to spend a week on the campus to learn about the college and career options natural resources has to offer. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we near the November election, we get the chance to hear from candidates running for seats on the Arcata City Council. There are 5 candidates running for 3 open seats and 2 others facing off to fill out the remaining term. Patrick Hyland is one of the candidates running for one of the 3 open seats on the council, and he sat down and spoke with us about the legalization of marijuana.
There are templates in both Colorado and the state of Washington right now. We'll have the luxury to pick and choose, and this is, you know, with the entire county, the supervisors, the city of Arcata, this is an economic boon that is there to be capitalized on.
Hyland went on to explain the benefits of legalizing marijuana.
Then you go through the whole transportation, wholesale storage brokerage, more tax revenue. You've got the benefit, the side benefit as far as law enforcement, with the ability to focus on violent crimes, property crimes, and hard drugs. And you're taking away this distraction that marijuana has become.
Hyland also believes that one of the benefits of legalization is that it'll help people be able to afford the cost to stay in Arcata. You can hear Highland's interview and the interviews with all the candidates at our website, KINS1063.com. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.